be in reports.
We're going to call to order the planning and zoning meeting of Wednesday, December 26th. Would everybody please stand, silence all devices.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Trish, you want to do the roll call, please?
Commissioner LeBoyne. Commissioner Payro.
Here.
Commissioner Stelly.
Here.
Commissioner Travassos.
Yeah.
Commissioner Sonia.
Here.
Commissioner Perkins. Commissioner Pernell.
Here.
All right. Everybody got their minutes of the special meeting and the regular meeting. Any comments on the special meeting of November 5th?
I move that we approve it as printed, written, whatever.
Move by Rhonda Payro, second by?
Go ahead.
Ms. Claudette Pernell. All in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Okay. The special meeting has been accepted. All right, any comments on the November 28th meeting? Minutes, anything?
I didn't see any corrections, so I'll move that it be approved as written.
Motion by Rhonda Payro.
Second.
Second by Mary Sonia. Any nays? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any nays? None. The minutes have been accepted. All right, we'll go on to zoning. There's a variance request for Margaret Elaine, 3349 Live Oak Drive, to reduce the minimum side yard from 10 feet to 6 feet. With the subdivision of lot 73 into lot 73A, 73B, and 73C, submitted for approval. Anyone representing Margaret Elaine?
Good evening, Cletus Lane, Law Park Engineers and Surveyors. If you look on the map that we have up here, we subdivided this Margaret's property into three. And where our house exists, for us to get the 80-foot frontage on lot 73C, we need to have that side setback on her side to 6 foot. We'll keep the 10-foot on the lot that she's breaking off. In order for us to break it up and keep that 80-foot frontage, we'd have to have a 6-foot setback on the lot that our house exists on.
Is that the middle lot?
Yes, ma'am.
The middle lot is where our house is?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
So the variance is for the 6-foot side building line on lot 73B?
Yes, that is correct.
And is her driveway on that right side of that property?
Yes, sir.
So,
I'm sorry. It's when you face it from the road, it's on the right. It's on the left where you're looking at it. Mm-hmm. You see where it says though? They have that existing apartment. She actually has a drive that comes down by our house on that side right there, and then it kind of in the back kicks over to that apartment.
Take a pointer, please, so you can show us.
No problem. I don't have one, but I can see hers. Yeah, the drive actually comes down through here, and then it turns and goes back towards this apartment back in the back. But it comes right here on the side. And she actually parks in the rear.
Now where is this on the street?
Live Oak.
Oh, in the back.
And actually, if you actually look, when we get into the planning phase, we're going to divide right here Miss Andrea's place too. So you'll see these all kind of all going to go together. Kind of like when we got out there, we kind of got Miss Andrea kind of want to do hers too. So.
Okay.
But we asked for the 6-foot setback here so we keep this 8-foot frontage and meet the ordinance. We're going to keep the 10-foot on this lot. So we will have a 10-foot here. We'll have 6. So any structures in here will be at least 16 feet apart.
She's got a shed on that already, right?
Yeah, the shed back here.
Okay.
So that shed is actually going to be on the property line.
Well, actually, that shed is over the property line. You're going to see when we come with this map with Miss Andrea's, she's actually, they're making an exchange of property to just pass by that shed and still be able to give Miss Andrea enough property to subdivide.
Yeah, she's going to give her 2 feet from what I understand.
That's correct. It's a little bit more than 2 feet, but okay. Yeah, yes, ma'am. And actually, when you come from the front, it's about 6 feet in the rear. You come from zero in the front to about 6 feet in the rear.
Okay.
What is the width of your lot?
You asking me that?
I am, that where you live.
Well, I don't remember. Howard would know it off the top of his head.
Yeah, these are all the yardage as far as frontage, you all have 80, this have 90, this have 90.
It's 90. Right, because that was not, those were huge lots when we...
They were. I mean, this lot existed at, you know, it's
I thought they were acres back there.
Like 260 feet or something like that.
I thought they were acres back there, or close to it.
I think when you add it all up, it's close to it, it's right at an acre, yes ma'am, just a little bit under.
Yeah, so we almost parked it.
90 by 180. But you didn't think I could remember.
And kind of, you know, you kind of, these kind of go together with Miss Andrea, because, like I said, when we got to dividing hers, the shed was over the line, so her and Miss Margaret got together and made that property swap right here, so that the shed would be on Miss Margaret and not on them anymore.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Well, it kind of all worked out because...
Yeah, it was crazy before.
They both would have had a problem of trying to sell a piece of property.
Mm-hmm. And they had to tear the shed down.
Yes, ma'am.
Too much junk in that shed.
I wouldn't even want to open the door.
Mm-mm, no, you might not be able to. All right, I don't see a problem with that. Is this a public hearing?
No.
Okay. I move that we...
Any other questions?
No. Does this... Would this change do all the requirements that subdivision rules and regulations?
The only variance we need is on this 6 foot right here on this lot. That's it. On the six foot setback. Everything else is met. Frontage, square footage, utilities are in, all the servitudes are in, drainage, everything else. All the setback lines on all the other ones are proper.
Okay, let me ask you one more question.
Yes, sir.
Here is Live Oak, right?
Yes, sir.
She turns in here, correct? For the driveway?
Right.
Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and what is the distance between... But this is her house right here, correct?
That's correct. She has about 18.
So she has almost 18 feet right here, right?
Yes, sir.
Am I reading that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. 17.6.
And this, and let's see, she's, how wide do you think that driveway is? 12 foot?
12 foot, yes, sir.
Yeah. So she's about 5 foot from this line, then, in other words, concrete wise, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Is there a, and this is not a question for you, this is a question for these people. Rosa gave me an opinion, but I'm going to ask the rest of you. When we make a major change in a lot like that, are they supposed to get any kind of signatures from neighbors of acceptance on that?
I don't think so.
All this is interior except for that one that you said they can do something with later. This lady over here on the...
That's correct. The only neighbor that would be in under effect would be here. But all of the interior, and then of course Miss Andrea is dividing hers too. So after, when you look at hers,
but then it would affect the person on the other side.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Andrea. Now, from what I understand, this thing, they advertise it, and then I think they post signs. So
they'll advertise it,
and that's supposed to be the cue for having people come here if they want to.
Well, that's for the subdivision we advertise, right?
We advertised for this.
For the resubdivision.
For the resubdivision. And you do not have to post signs unless you are requesting a rezoning.
A rezoning.
That's the only time you post signs.
But it wasn't advertised as a sign.
It was advertised.
It was advertised, because we cut them out. We keep them. We get them and keep.
When you say exchange of property, one is given the other one.
Yes.
From the property.
And that's going to come when we get into planning. Yes, ma'am. We'll have to look at both maps at that time.
Okay. Did that
satisfy you, John? Yeah, I'm just not real comfortable with it, to be honest with you.
The variance? We're in variance now. We're not in it. That's all we're doing is variance right now.
Yeah.
So if you don't approve the variance, the town council doesn't approve the variance, then what kind of a problem is that going to create for them? They can't.
Really, if you don't approve the variance, you really don't even have to. Then, and town council does approve the variance also, then you're looking at the subdivision as mute because you can't do it.
Right. She wouldn't have the 80 foot.
Right. You know, now, we can come in and get really creative at that point. We can keep 80 foot, come down here and notch around the house. You know, you got enough room to do that, but I mean, that's kind of, to me, that's kind of sliding around the ordinance. Yeah. That's why we did what we did on the other side. Originally, they wanted a notch around here, and I said, well, no, that's just kind of sliding around the ordinance. Let's keep our frontage and move the line all together. Because really, truly, the ordinance, it's kind of very vague. When the ordinance says 80 foot mm-hmm. at the building line. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, the building line's here. So really, truly, it's not even 80 feet at the road. It's 80 feet at the building line. But you do have some lots that have 80 foot frontage that are existing previously that wouldn't have it at the building line because they're not parallel. Some of them close in as you go into the rear. So it's kind of subjective, you know. I mean, do you want 80 feet? And the reason for the 80 feet is because that's your minimum. And then you have 10 foot on both sides, so they cut your building size down to 60. Most houses are about 50 foot, you know, 40 to 50 foot across. Yes, ma'am. And then you got to give you a little bit of side yard, you know, for a 12 foot driveway. I mean, a lot of new houses you have now building 16 foot driveways. I mean, my whole one is 44, but my original one's 16, you know. But that's virtually what that's about.
I move that we recommend the variance from 10 foot to 6 foot on 73B.
Moved by Rhonda Pero.
I second.
Second by Ms. Claudette Purnell. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Purnell.
Oh, yes.
Commissioner Pero.
Yes. Yep.
Commissioner Stelly?
Yes.
Commissioner Travassos?
Yeah.
Commissioner Sadia?
Yes.
I'll wait to wait.
That was pretty
lukewarm. That was right down. They won't be able to tell how you get it. That was, yeah. It's sound like if you just get a little bloop over the infield, it still looks like a base hit the next day.
Okay, it. So it's a unanimous vote. So it's a recommendation to the council for the variance. We'll move on to planning now. We have a public hearing, the final plat showing the re-subdivision of lot 73 into lot 73A, 73B, 73C, an exchange of property between lots 73 and 74, 3349 Live Oak Drive, Margaret Elaine. The public hearing is now open.
Can I ask you A and B together? Since you need to look at them together, is that okay?
I don't think so.
Well, I mean, we can look at them together. I mean, I guess yes. One of that. Yes,
yeah, we have to make two different recommendations.
Okay. If you go back and look at the map we just looked at, and then you look at the one, if you want to put the other one up, mm-hmm. and we'll look at it, which is actually Ms. Andrea.
I can't fit them both on.
Yeah, but just put Ms. Andrea's up, I guess, for now. We'll take this one, and we'll kind of talk about this one a little bit. We'll show what's going on. So now what Ms. Andrea's going to do is she's taking her full piece, is going to divide one off. We were actually trying to do three also, but there's not enough room on this side. Mm-hmm. She would have needed a little larger variance of about 3 or 4 feet on this side. So being that who she's associated with, she's not allowed to have any variances. So,
who she's associated with?
Who she's married to?
The mayor.
Can't have any special treatment.
No special treatment. So, what we decided to do, we move this line 6.35 feet over, front and the rear, to take the Miss Margaret's shed and leave it on Miss Margaret's side. And so that's the exchange of property. And then in the interim, we're going to divide an 80 foot lot off here, which will meet all of this. We'll have 10 feet from the buildings and everything. We'll be good. We won't have any variances at all.
You see, it was three. I had heard it was three originally, right?
Because what we're going to do, we're just going to notch around here.
Uh-huh.
But like I told Joy, I said, when people come to me with that, I usually try to discourage them from that. So since you're the man, I'm going to discourage you from it. Because if you just move the line over, then to me, this is more in the spirit of the ordinance than just putting a notch in it. I'm not a big fan of putting notches on.
Yeah.
Because to me, it looks like...
You just take a little piece out of this one, don't you?
That's right. You look like you're just trying to...
Playing numbers game is all you...
Right.
Squeeze it in.
So we even looked at going and making a pie shape, but what was going to happen is when we get at the 30-foot setback line, we were going to be at like about 79 feet, you know, at 78 and a half, somewhere around there. So again, it's the numbers game. We would have 80 foot at the road, but we wouldn't have 80 foot at the building line, which in the spirit of ordinance is what you have at the building line.
Right.
So we came up with this, and it worked. And he's lucky it worked. He got just enough room to make it work with his shed down here. It got 10 feet. I mean,
it played out.
We didn't have an inch to spare. So, but on this side, like I said, there wasn't enough room. As you can see, it's 82 feet to the house, so we would put an 80-foot...
It'd be 2 feet from the house.
Right, and so the 10-foot on this side, you'd need about a 6-8-foot variance on this side. So Joey's not allowed to have those, so we whacked that. So now, this is going to be the exchange of property, a 6.35-acre tract that they're going to donate to Miss Margaret, and in the interim, Miss Margaret will split hers up into three, and they're going to split one off of theirs.
Mm-hmm. So it's donation, it's not a sale.
As far as I understand, it's just an act of donation.
Okay, public hearing is still open. Any questions?
None? Well, I've got a question.
Okay.
Maybe I misunderstood what y'all said, but what's the purpose of all this? Just to get the the number of feet that you need from?
Yes, right. The variance was to get the number on Miss Margaret's side, was to get the front footage she needed.
So they can sell some lots to build some more houses back there.
Okay. So in essence, you're going from two lots to creating five lots now, virtually.
One, two, three, four. Okay.
And three more houses in that space.
Well, actually, one of them, if you look on back on Miss Margaret's, this one has an apartment on it that somebody's living in now. So, you know, virtually you have three people living in that apartment now. So. If you build a house, you're not gaining.
That ain't no house, though.
Well, but I mean, that's what I'm saying. You, it's already a residence, so you got those people and those vehicles.
Not supposed to be.
What are you talking about?
Your grandfathered in. Yeah. Have all that stuff.
Yeah. Ma'am? On lot, which would now be lot 73.
Nope. Late 60s.
Okay. Nope.
Late 60s.
That's an all-one residential. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I know, but back in the late 60s, did they have that?
But you know what?
That was not 6%.
I hear Joey in these meetings that says there is no such thing as grandfathered in. Well,
thank you.
Once it exists, how are you going to tell
them? But let me ask you a question, though. Once, if they move from that apartment, what happens?
It's illegal. After tonight, if y'all approve it and the council approves it, it'll become a legal lot. It'll be able to be sold and, you know, I'm pretty sure somebody about to build a house on it. You know, I mean, I guess that's what it'd be sold for, unless somebody just wants to live in an apartment. I wouldn't think that. But it'd be a good place for what's going on now. A young couple to live in there, maybe they gain money and build a house, you know, or somebody could move there, buy the property, move there, and build a house.
But you can't have two separate
meters.
No.
Well, but I'm just saying, it'd be just a good little, to me, like if I wanted to buy this lot, I'd buy this lot just to move there and stay in the apartment while they're building my house, because I had to pay $1,000 a month to live somewhere else for 6 months while they built my house. So, you know, here you're not wasting that money. And I'm guessing that's what happened.
Who the apartment belong to?
Right now it belongs to Ms. Margaret.
Oh, if we don't buy this lot, it'll be theirs.
Okay. Any other questions?
Okay.
All right. If no, we'll close the public hearing. Do I have a motion? To accept or not?
No motion that we accept the variance in the exchange of property.
Okay, motion by Gary Sonnet.
I'll second.
Second by Jeff Travassis. Roll call, please.
What are we voting on?
We're voting on the resubdivision. The exchange of property.
Okay, the resubdivision.
Right. The public hearing, the first public hearing we had.
Okay. Commissioner Payro.
Yes.
Commissioner Stelly.
Yes.
Commissioner Travassis.
Yes.
Commissioner Sonnier.
Yes.
Commissioner Parnell.
Yes.
Okay, the re-subdivision of this item and exchange of property has approved for recommendation to the council. Next public hearing. The final plat showing the re-subdivision of lot 74 into lot 74A, 74B, and exchange of property between 73 and 74, 3419 Live Oak Drive, Andrea Sosier. Public hearing is now open. Please.
No variances. This is what we looked at. This is the Miss Andrea and the mayor's home here that exists now, and we'll have an 80-foot lot that'll meet all of the ordinance.
I move that we recommend to the council for approval of their subdivision, re-subdivision of 74 into 74A and 74B.
Motion by Rhonda Payroll, but is there any other questions, Jeff? You don't have anything? Any questions? All right, motion by Rhonda Payroll.
Second.
Second by Gary Sonnet. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Skelly.
Yes.
Commissioner Travassos. Commissioner Sonnet.
Yes.
Commissioner Parnell.
Yes.
Commissioner Payroll.
Yes.
All right, the motion has been accepted for recommendation to the council for the re-subdivision of lot 74A, 74B in exchange of property for Andrea Sonnet. Associate. All right. Thank you, please.
Thank you.
We now have the public hearing for the final plat showing subdivision of lot A and a called 85-foot by 225 lot of their original Mrs. Ida LeRae property and a called 50 by 225-foot lot of the original Edward Carter property into lots A1 and A2, address 350 North LeBeau for Todd and Neil Ray. Public hearing is now open. Todd?
Yeah, I just wanted, what I'm doing is, it was all one piece of property. The house with the, the lot A2 with the lot A1. What I'm doing is just taking my servitude out, the 50-foot servitude, going to lot A1 and cutting out the house from lot A2.
Cutting up what?
Just making a separate lot for that house.
Todd, your A1 lot. Mm-hmm. How far back are you going from that house?
12 foot. And that's off the eve of the house.
No, I mean the A1 lot that's going.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Across the back. That's not going all the way up to your house, huh?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, this is just a piece that I'm buying from him. I didn't have this before.
Oh, so this butts up to your other property?
This was sold with the house.
Okay.
The lot A1 was sold with the house.
Okay, got you. Now, is your existing property the back of your house? You know, straight back from you?
It butts up, yeah.
Butts up onto that, right?
Right.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, right here.
That's what I was thinking. I didn't realize you didn't go all the way up to
No, he left a little bit. Just kind of give him a little bumper.
Okay. I thought you went all the way up to his line.
No.
And you did, but his line, you're splitting that off.
Right, yeah. He just kept a little bit, just gunner. He didn't know what I was doing and just keep him, a little bumper deal.
Gotcha.
Okay, the public hearing is still open. Any other questions? If none, we'll close the public hearing. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion to close the public hearing.
All right, motion by Ms. Claudette Purnell.
Okay.
Seconded by Jeff Travassos. Roll call vote.
Wait. She motioned that we close the public hearing. She didn't motion that we accept it.
No, I don't need a motion to close the public hearing.
I thought that's what you said.
No, the public hearing is closed. Do I have a motion for the...
To accept them.
To accept it or deny it.
To accept it.
Yes.
I was seconding.
Okay, let's start over. Public hearing is closed. Do I have a motion on the acceptance or denial of the final plat of the
public? We accept.
Okay.
And I'll second that.
All right, good. Now roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Travassos?
Yeah.
Commissioner Sonnet?
Yes.
Commissioner Purnell?
Yes.
Commissioner Payroll?
Yes.
Commissioner Skelly?
Yes. Okay, motion's accepted and recommendation for the council for the final plat. Thank you very much. All right, any other business, Patricia? No business?
Any coming up business?
Personal remarks? meeting time?
Yeah, I think I have to come to the...
For the council.
Town council meeting.
And they have a...
Second Monday is the voting Monday. That's when they vote. They'll talk about it in the first Monday.
Well, let me ask you, if they have a meeting New Year's Eve?
No, it's
The Wednesday?
Oh, no, that's the 31st. So it is the following week.
Yeah, it's the second Monday.
First Monday they talk.
I'm going to be here the second Monday.
Second Monday.
Second Monday is when they...
You know, yeah, but I mean, you...
Unless you want to come.
Like the committee meeting, yeah.
They got questions.
It's best that you come to the committee meeting. So it's the first Monday of the month?
Right, seven, which is the seventh.
The seventh, and then the following Monday they vote.
Which will be a 14.
Oh, the call on the 7th, you say?
Write that on your hand.
That's the call.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I can do that too. Okay, so I'll be here on the 7th.
Tyler will give you a call.
No, I got it. I got it now.
You sure?
Yeah, I got it. No.
Okay.
I had to come on the second Monday. I didn't know they had a...
No, it's the first, the second Monday they vote. The first Monday is the committee meeting.
Okay, I'm going to be on the 7th. And that's at what time?
6:30. Okay, any announcements, Patricia? I have none. Motion to adjourn?
I'd say move it to adjourn.
Motion by Jeff Travassos?
I'll second that.
Second by Gary Sonia. We now adjourn. Thank you very much.
Hey, you're being...